She stands being up. I mean, she pees standing up.
Santa Claus is real.
Me, Mom, have you ever tried a horseshoe?
Stupid ghetto black people. I'm rich, handsome, and famous. Say the N-word. Say it, nigger.
Deck me, Mom, in boughs of holly.
When will a hot blonde waitress come up to me?
Am I going crazy?
What did you just say to me?
The warrior dividend.
They're fucking stupid. Shut the fuck up and die.
I need to have the baddest bitch.
Fucking stupid child. White ass little bitches. You should just like bury yourself alive in your backyard. Oh, I look distinguished.
Look at that jaw. You know, in one of these pieces about me, they said I'm square jawed and baby faced. What the fuck, Chad baby? When I had the flu, I lost even more weight. Can you believe it? I'm going to disappear. There's not even going to be anything left of me. I lost even more weight. 2026, we are all ascending, and that's on Molecule. Molecule. No, not, we can on Christmas, we won't do it, but 2026, we're all ascending. Okay.
Nikolai Seal sent $50. Did you catch Candace saying her skin is now softer than ever? Don't let her honeypot you now.
Did she say that? She's trying so hard. Oh, she's trying so hard to get me. She's playing hard to get me. She's like really trying hard to acquire me. That chocolate skin, I just want to bite into it.
Nick's pet sent $20. Hi, Nick.
Like
I'm writing a fanfic
bar
about you. Hey, Nick, I noticed on your website that all the shirts are made with 100% cotton for maximum softness. Have you considered making the shirts mixed fabric so that Jews can't wear them? Or are you worried that doing so would compromise the softness? Also, who do you source your cotton from? Candace Owens or Brandon Tatum?
That's good. Okay, that's a little, that one caught me a little bit at the end. That was not bad. I don't know. I don't do any of that, okay? Are they 100%? I do. It's funny that it is that way because I wear cotton shirts. I can't do the synthetic fabrics. They're itchy. You know, like I bought these t-shirts, like white undershirts, and they were like a synthetic blend, you know, the stretchy material, and I had to throw them all away. I wore them for years, but I eventually threw them away. Because I was like, you could just buy things. You could just buy more. I was like, man, half my t-shirts are so uncomfortable. Then I was like, wait a second, I'm rich. I'll just buy more. But I have these like stretchy shirts and they were so uncomfortable. So I only do cotton now. Yeah, you know what? Jews are going to wear them. Hey, if Jews want to wear them, knock yourself out.
Did you hear that Brigitte Macron stands peeing up? We are on the cutting edge of investigative journalism.
She stands peeing up? That's crazy. Where is she peeing? Where does the urine go? That was crazy that Candace said that. She stands peeing up. She stands peeing up. I mean, she pees standing up. Remember that? Dude, she's a retard.
Cerebrum Pateo sent $100. Nick Fuentes, humble gold merchant, beat Shapiro at his own game.
I really did. I'm Italian, okay? We're the original merchants. Where do you think merchants came from? We're the original merchants. What do you think this is? Like, you know, the Jews do this and we're like this. Shekel for a good Italian. What would they call it there? I don't even know. Yeah, well, we're humble. I mean, I guess it wasn't us. My family's from the South. The banking was happening in the North. They're the real Jews of Italy. Venice and Milan and those guys, we're down in Naples, Calabria, Bari. So I don't know. There wasn't a ton of banking going on in the South. But yeah, we're pretty good merchant. That's why you need us. We're the only ones that could beat them at their own game because we're like, they're like our evil twin.
I'm in love with a goth grower pet help sent $67. Hanukkah is Dame of Christmas. Merry Christmas, Nick, and God bless.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Hanukkah sucks. Merry Christmas.
Torta Pounder WG03 sent $20. God, you'd be so much cooler if you were Anglo. Wishing the best for the mulatto Catholic frown.
Well, there's a reason there's no Anglo Nick Fuentes. Okay, there's a reason for that. I don't know that an Anglo could be like me. Oh, I could only be me being Italian, being Irish, being Mexican. I don't know that Anglos don't have my sense of humor. You look at an Anglo, you really think they could do what I do? You really think they could do things I cannot do, like show up on time, finish tasks, be disciplined, you know, self-control. They can, but they cannot do this. They cannot do this performance. That's why we don't need to divide ourselves. That's why the Europeans are a great race, because you got a little bit of everything.
little bit of everything. And we want a little bit of everything. We want a little bit of English. We want a little bit of German, Italian, French, Irish, Spanish. We want a little bit of everything, okay? That's cope, though. They're all wishing for an Anglo Nick Fuentes. You're never going to get one. All you got is this one. Like it, love it, got to have it. That's all you got.
Based Irish Templar sent $20. I knew this was going to be a
Anglos, Anglos are not funny, okay? Anglos are not funny. Anglos are not charismatic. Anglos are dry and boring. Anglos are not, they're not like this.
Based Irish Templar sent $20. I've got a whole watch party of 10 of my Republican staff or friends here with
Let's
popcorn
go.
And grog for Occupy D.C. This is our Super Bowl. Deck
Love
me mom
it.
In bounds of holly, F-A-L-A-L-A-L-A-L.
Deck me mom. Me mom died in the bounds of holly. Well, we're wishing him a Merry Christmas, too. Wishing him and his mommy and his dad. What do they call their dads over there? They call them mom. What do they call their dad over there? I don't even know. Me mommy, deck me mom in boughs of holly. We wish them all a Merry Christmas. Larry Fink, he's your king too, pal.
Username for $20.
Love to hear it. I hope I did well. Good
Username
show.
Username for $20. Merry Christmas. How old were you when you discovered Santa Claus wasn't real? It sounds silly, but it's really the first red pill for most of us. How did you find out the truth about him, and do you remember how you felt at the time?
Well, Santa Claus is real. I have no idea what you're talking about. Santa Claus is real. There's no age where a person discovers Santa Claus is not real. There's only bad children that don't have the power of belief. There's only bad children, bad kids, that because they do not have the Christmas spirit, don't believe in Santa Claus. I don't know why you wouldn't. So no, Santa is real.
Lil Gothic sent $25. How Tate handled himself after the loss is a PR masterclass. They should teach that in school. I wanted to hat on him, but I just felt sad for him.
I didn't feel sad for him. He went into the fight. He lost. But you're right. He handled it really well. It goes to show he's an honorable guy. Everybody thinks of him as like this giant douchebag, this giant jerk or something. That showed he's a warrior. Because that's how a warrior responds to a loss. He wasn't crying and carrying on, bitching and moaning. He said, well, I lost. He said, but I'd rather try and lose than never try. Like, that's a very admirable thing to say, because I'm sure he knows he wanted to win. You know, everybody wanted him to win. He handled it with class like a gentleman. Very admirable, very respectable. I think a lot of people gained a lot of respect for him after that.
Stan Colin Brander sent $100. Johnny Latko sent $20. Do you think we can vote ourselves out of this?
No, stupidest question fucking ever. If you ever ask that question, you should just shut the fuck up and die. No offense. Merry Christmas. Like, Merry Christmas, but like, that is like the one question. It's like, tell me you're not capable of critical thinking without telling me you're not capable of critical thinking. Are we going to vote our way out of this? It's a question that doesn't even mean anything. No one is prescribing. That doesn't mean anything. No one is prescribing voting our way out. First of all, voting our way out of what exactly? All problems. All peoples in all times have had political, economic, and social problems. We're never getting out of all of our problems. We have a set of problems, and most of them will not be solved. We'll not get out of them. We'll have to figure out a way to adapt. And some are solvable and some are not solvable. And some are solvable in a way where we have to be practical or bide our time, like whatever. Are we going to vote? And no one's saying like it's all just about voting. They just give vote harder. No one is saying that other than like Republicans, I guess. But no, society is made up of people. It is organized through corporations, government, other entities. And as long as that is the case, we just need to be the decision makers. The problem is people are so fixated on the act of voting. They are fixated far less on the act of making a decision. And that is where we want to be, in the position of a decision maker. Now, someone who is elected can be a decision maker, but not all the decision makers are elected. And it is easier to elect some decision makers than others. And it's about what you do with it also. So it comes back down to, we really just need the best people to get as much power as possible. We need to harness as much of our human capital as possible by casting a broad net, getting the message out, red-pilling as many people in the hopes that there's a bucket, maybe 1%, that are very elite. We need to groom them. We need to propel them to the highest station that we can. We need extraordinary people to get resources, and gradually, over time, it's an effort across society. We can make things the way we want them to be. But this, like, are we going to vote our way out of this? You should just, like, bury yourself alive in your backyard because you're a helpless, fucking stupid child. Just if that's your question, forget it.
Dennis
forget Roy everything.
$25. I took a break to go get lunch. Sitting on the patio at In-N-Out Burger, a black guy in an old beat-up Chevy truck drives by and yells, it's 2025. Black people love Nick Fuentes. It's okay to say the N-word. Please say the N-word. We all laugh.
Wow.
He said, no, I'm serious.
Okay, that's awesome. See, that's America. That's America. You're at In-N-Out, and a black guy's like, look, we're patriots. We love Nick Fuentes. Go ahead. Say the N-word. Say it. Like, that's America.
Name the only country that does not have the conventional rectangular slash square flag shape in its capital.
Nepal. And the capital of Nepal is Kathmandu. Who am I? Like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Let me double check. Nepal. How am I the goat of geography? It is the only non-rectangular flag. Let me double check the capital. I get the capital right? Yes, I did. Of course I did. Because I'm really like that.
Lickety Splier sent $20. From a fellow foodie, have you ever had a horseshoe from Springfield Eel? Yay, I know it sucks here. But if you don't know what it is, it's a piece of toast with her choice of meat on top. I prefer fried chicken tenders, then has fries piled on top smothered in cheese sauce. It's great. Also hope you feel better soon.
I love that. Southerners say, have you ever tried a horseshoe? And you're like, no, what is that? It's a piece of toast with chicken nuggets on it with, what did you say? What comes on top after that? Fries and cheese sauce. Cheese sauce. That sounds like a load of crap, actually. Sounds like a fucking load of crap. I think I know exactly what that tastes like because, you know, I've had toast. I've had fries, chicken tenders, cheese sauce. I've had all that. Sounds like shit. I think I could get them to make that anywhere. I just say, hey, give me a bunch of garbage. Just put a bunch of fucking garbage on the plate. Yeah, why don't you throw the plate on the floor, too? I'll just eat it off the floor like a pig. Just put it in a trough. I'll stick my big fucking snout in it while we're at it. Have you ever been to Springfield? You gotta try the local fare. Oh, really? What do you got? The horseshoe. What's that? Toast with chicken nuggets on top, fries, and cheese sauce. You gotta try that. We are from Chicago. We don't gotta try any of that. We don't need to try any of your country fried, any of that nonsense. You go out to these like diners in Illinois and it's like, we got the best pork loin sandwich. And it's like just a piece of fried pork on a bun. I think I'm good.
DeKalb Groyper sent $20.
Oh my gosh.
Schitt's Bitch sent $20. Really? Do you remember Amy Dangerfield from Value Attainment?
Yeah.
She seems to have a thing for you. She is a beautiful girl and often wears AF gear. Mama Fuentes, take a look at her. Future daughter-in-law?
Well, here's the problem. She's Australian. Is she a little older than me? She seems like a nice girl, but she's a little older than me. She is from another country. I don't know. She's an e-girl. You know how I feel about that. But she's very nice. And she's pretty. But we got to do no e-girls. It's going to be that time, though, for the old man. I think I need the baddest Groypet. Who is the baddest Groypet? Can anybody tell me? Who is the baddest Groypet by far? And how old is she? Because I think the old man's getting ready to settle down.
Gentle sent $20.
Days.
Is J.D. Vance a homo? Save Image sent $20.
Don't
What's
care.
The best way to show support publicly? 20K followers on LinkedIn with America First without being canceled.
Don't. Please do not dox yourself Hidden on LinkedIn. 20- you can't. You do not show support on LinkedIn. Like, does it need to be said? No, you're trying to blend in on LinkedIn. You can't. Why would that even help me? Do not, like, all that is going to do is hurt you. How do I show support on LinkedIn? No, that can't be real. Come on now. I was trying so hard to be in the Christmas spirit and y'all just...
Hidden Trad sent $20. Hot blonde waitress at the company Christmas party in Oregon came up and asked if I was wearing an AF hat and said she loved it. The tidal wave is coming.
Wow, 07. Amazing. When will a hot blonde waitress come up to me and say she loves me, huh? Well, why can't I be like the hat? She loved the hat. When's a hot blonde? Dude, that would honestly, here's my dream. You want to know my dream for myself? You ever see that movie with Jack Nicholson where it's about this like autistic writer that eats at the same restaurant every day and browbeats the waitress, but then they fall in love? That's just, can I get that? That's what I want. Because I'm like that guy. What's that movie? As Good as It Gets. Excellent movie. Because I'm that guy, because what I tend to do is verbally abuse people and they wind up hating me. And I also love going out to eat. So I just need like a relationship that works with that, like where I could verbally abuse a woman and she won't get mad, but she'll also bring me food. So maybe something like that, an arrangement like that. Someone says Nick is getting cucked by his own hat. Yeah, very true. That's true.
Hey, Nick, what's your favorite Christmas song, if any? My Polish GF broke up. W, me can a wag. Keep a hold on a real white shawty. Hashtag JK. Hashtag
I'll tell you, this is my Christmas playlist. These are my favorites. I was just listening to it in the shower. My favorites this year are Tom Petty, Christmas All Over Again. Paul McCartney, Christmas Time. There's a new one that I was put on to by Chad Champion, and I forget what it's called. Last Christmas by Wham. This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. Merry Christmas by Elton John and Ed Sheeran. That's a new one, but I really like it. It's actually a good one. I also really like Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson? That's pretty good. Yeah, those are probably my top tracks. Last Christmas has got to be the greatest of all time. I feel like it's really become like the Christmas song, at least on TikTok. That's the one I hear more than all the others.
Have you noticed all of the new religious children movies are glorifying Jews from the Bible, not Jesus? They are brainwashing our children into thinking the Jews are still good people today. Pathetic.
Well, I'm not watching a lot of religious children's movies, to tell you the truth. But I do notice there is like a new trend of everything is like, nothing is about Christ. It's always about like the books of Moses. It's biblical this, biblical that. It's never Christ at the center. I've noticed that. I don't watch a lot of the religious kids' movies, though.
Aunt Avarice sent $20. I can't listen to any other political analysis because once you hear an authentic voice in the political arena who can actually articulate the message, nothing else compares. Merry
True.
Christmas and praying you have a prosperous future.
Thank you. Likewise, Merry Christmas.
I would bury my dick so far inside of Faith Merrill that whoever could pull...
Okay, come on. We're not reading that on Christmas. Don't attack little Faith Merrill. She's a sweet, nice girl. That's actually disgusting. Don't say... We can't call this a Christian movement and then say stuff like that. We might be able to say it like in general, but not about a particular Christian girl that we know. Don't do that. Gross.
Luke Sullivan sent $100.
Disgusting
Nico,
human being.
I spent all my money trying to buy merch just for you to change it back to accepting cards. So now I'm $300 deep between buying merch, sending this, and donating to the foundation. Also, I have a sick wank that I made. How can I send it to you?
What do you mean? Thank you for the big super chat just for you to change it back to accept. So first of all, we didn't change it back to accepting cards. We didn't have a single bank that would underwrite credit card transactions for 4 years. That's the difference, okay?
Oh, so I guess you just changed back to like now you're taking cards because you...
Like that, like we were like, we don't feel like taking credit cards for 4 years. We don't feel like making money. We hate making money. We hate making a living. I hate eating.
Oh, so just for you to go back to accepting cards again.
No. We were banned from every bank that we knew of. They would not underwrite credit card transactions for us for 4 years. We had to look into e-checks. We had to look into, we looked into everything. We tried everything. And we tried every bank, every censorship-proof processor. Nothing came through. Finally, we just got a few. I think really because I started doing more volume, to tell you the truth. There were like banks that maybe would have helped us, but we weren't making enough money, which is kind of Jewish, but that's it's banking, okay? Then we started making a lot of money this year. So it was like, oh, okay, now they want to do it. Yeah, so we changed back to now accepting cards because we found a bank that would do it. But thanks anyway, I guess.
Chris Powell sent $20. Merry Christmas. As a 22-year-old white man and homeowner, by the way, I look up to you a lot. Came from InfoWars and you are on the money bag emoji. Keep it up, Fentboy. P.S. Peter T. Alex Karp, if you are watching, fuck you. Middle finger emoji.
Wow, 22. I remember when I was 22 all those years ago. Now I'm an old man. Well, hey, thank you for the super chat. A homeowner. Well, la-di-da. Good for you. Oh, but Merry Christmas, buddy.
Eric E. McGroy percent $100. You should consider taking some advertising money. I know you were talking about gold or something before. Would help keep the generational run steam train going and security
Scrooge.
Paid. Merry Christmas.
I'm like Scrooge. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Thinking about taking some gold coins. Maybe I'll take an advertiser if it's gold and if they pay it all in gold coins. Not silver, only gold. Gold coins.
Blazing Groyper sent $20. Yo, King. Much love from Ireland to my favorite Irishman, and please give us one submarine. We invented it.
No, you didn't.
Broken Groy, percent $20. America first is
we
the future.
We invented it. We invented everything.
Broken Groy, percent
America
$20.
Did.
Merry Christmas to you and yours, Nick. Love the show. Love the crash outs. Appreciate your daily due diligence and point of view. First time super chat. Spent $200 on merch last week. Fuentes store take my money. You, I have to know your favorite mass banger. Christ is King. Wang, victory hand emoji.
Favorite mass banger, favorite song from Mass? Oh, I don't know. He'd have to dig into the big old book. What do they call it? I guess it's just a songbook, right? I don't particularly like a lot of them. I mean, they're not bangers, right? There's a lot of them. There's quite a few that I do not like the melody at all. I'm not going to say it because I know the Tradcasts are going to get on my ass if I say, "Well, I don't like this song." They're going to say, "He's the devil." It's like, well, look, they're not great songs, actually. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but I appreciate the super chat.
Argo 340 sent $20. Just made E5 in the Navy in less than 2 years. Thanks for making my
job.
Work days a little easier. What's your favorite military branch?
I don't really have one, honestly. Maybe the Navy seems the coolest just because I like ships. I like boats. But Air Force is cool, too. I just like the Navy because that's who we are. Aircraft carriers, submarines, battleships, destroyers. That's who we are. So I don't know. Maybe the Navy.
Miss Mossad sent $500. Sorry to hear about the flu. Nick, I got influenza right after Christmas last year while my Groyper friend was in town and I experienced severe delirium. So I understand how debilitating it can be. Here is a portion of my Christmas bonus.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah, I had these like fever dreams. My fever was so high that when I went to bed, I was just like literally delirious with these like fever dreams all night, all morning. And what really makes it bad? It was like a throwback. What really makes it bad is when you fall asleep watching TV and then the TV like periodically wakes you up, or you wake up and the TV's like saying something. And I swear, I don't know if I was imagining this, but there were like some movies where it was like the same thing was like looping over and over. And I'm like, am I going crazy? Like, is this, that ever happened to you when you were a kid, when you were home from school sick and you'd be like fall asleep on the couch watching TV? And because you're having like a fever dream, whatever is on TV is like driving the psychosis. It makes it weirder.
Glop Glip Gloop sent $20. Here's your cut from the Warrior Dividend. Merry Christmas.
All right. The Warrior Dividend. The Warrior Dividend. He said, the Warrior Dividend.
Dark Warrior Ethos. $20. Please don't crash out. But would you consider extending an olive branch by sending Candace some of your Nugia merch so Grow Wipers Worldwide can watch you two fall in love again? I'm just asking questions. And maybe even some for George, too, since he has to deal with her lunacy. God bless and Merry Christmas. LT Alum.
LT Alum? No way! LTHS! Oh, man, I missed that place. Look, I tried to extend the olive branch, and she attacked me and tried to put it behind a paywall. She threw me out and discarded me like I was nothing. She's just like the rest of them. She's just like the rest of them, and she's going to live the rest of her life there, just like the rest of them. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen between me and her. I tried to make it work with, you know, look, me and your mom, we tried to make it happen. We tried to make it work, but just don't get along like we used to. I'll never say never, but she's got a lot of problems.
Noticing since 03 sent $30. I was watching a clip where you brought up a song by Hillary Duff, had to listen to all of the bangers again. Great throwback. Definitely
remember
getting
that?
Old. 97 baby. Hillary Duff is based, USA emoji.
Well,
Merry
you know
Christmas.
How you know you're old? I thought of the Hillary Duff song Wake Up on a Saturday Night recently, and I went to the YouTube music video and I was listening to it, and I was looking at the comments, and yeah, it's super gay, whatever. All the comments were like, oh, I remember when this song came out. Man, time flies. And it's like, that's how you know you're getting old. When you're the boomer listening to the throwback song, you're getting there with all the other boomers in the comments. All the comments were like, I remember when this song, I was only a kid. Now I'm married with kids of my own. You're like, no, this is happening to me. I was the 12-year-old in the Frank Sinatra comment section saying, man, music these days is terrible. Now, I didn't literally do that, but I did like that kind of music. So now it's come full circle. It's come all the way back around. Yeah, old Hillary Duff. Yeah, she was pretty good.
Ryan sent $500. Thanks for the content. 40-year-old medic vet. America first always. Merry Christmas, sir. P.S. Gotta try. How do I get a signed blue hat?
We don't sell them. Thank you for the huge super chat. We don't sell them. So if you have one, if you somehow get me to stop coming to the airport, stop intercepting me at the airport, please. But if you like, look, if you happen upon me in public, don't look for me. Don't track me, please. Don't try and mess with me. But like, you know, if you're ever in the same place as me, I'll sign your hat. But I don't sell them like that, okay? But I do appreciate the big super chat. That's like the new thing. Every time I go to the airport, I have stalkers that show up and want me to sign a bunch of shit. And it's really weird. And it makes me feel unsafe. I don't like it. But that's all. Every time I go, and there's more every time. First time it happened was after the Tucker interview. I wasn't even at the terminal that I'm usually at. And these two guys were there. Oh, could you sign this stuff? And I'm like, how many of these pictures do you have? I'm like, I'm not signing any more of this. And then recently I went on another flight and they were there when I got there, there when I arrived, there on the return trip. And it's like, bruh. No, but I appreciate it. Merry Christmas, JD&D buddy.
Sent $25. Merry Christmas from Australia, Nick. Just wanted to know what your thoughts on people who play zero build on Fortnite. Is it valid or is it for faggots?
No, it's for faggots. If you listen, I can't even build myself, but if you play with no builds, like it's like doing push-ups with your knees down. You know what I mean? Like it's just, you can't do that. It's like it's for girls. So it takes, that's a core mechanism of the game. It's a core feature. You can't
Tyler JL19 sent $20. Grew up around a similar vicinity, Chicago suburb. Six Flags was my go-to every summer break as a kid. Haven't been since the early 2000s. Wonder how it is now. Was that ever your thing? Hope you're feeling better, by the way.
Hate Six Flags. Always hated Six Flags. Because I don't like the rides. I don't like roller coasters. I'm afraid of heights. And that's all they got. It's not like Disney World where they got some other attractions and things. It's like, no, Six Flags was very traumatizing. I didn't go on any of them, but it wasn't cool. It wasn't a good day. Let's put it that way.
Argo340 sent $20. I live in NY and have the same flu you do. Day 15 of being sick, finally got the cough to chill out with Dels in 12 hours. Tried with hot tea, lemon, and honey. Thank me later. Merry Christmas, babe.
Oh, hot tea, lemon, and honey for a cough. Hot take. Thanks. Never heard that before.
Illa Ketchup sent $20. New fan of the
what is that, an old wives' tale? Is that a family recipe?
Illa Ketchup sent $20.
Niggas be like, you have a cough? Try hot tea, lemon, and honey. Thanks so much. What should I take for a headache? Advil? I'm thirsty. What should I do about that? Should I drink water? I'm tired. What should I do? Should I drink a cup of coffee? Like, that's crazy.
AlbaGrowWiper07 sent $30.
It's any collab with Gay anytime crazy. Soon?
You guys both are my hero.
Shut the
Dexter
fuck
BTW
up.
Dexter BTW sent $20. Super random Q. Recently found out G. Washington and many other founding fathers were Freemasons. Washington even swore his hand on a Masonic Bible.
Okay, I'm like, I'm gonna crash out. Like, what are we doing? No. Like, no, that's too far. Super random question. Love that preamble. Perfect. Pitch perfect. Recently found out the founding fathers were Masons. I didn't know that. You're telling me for the first time. No, that's crazy.
Francesco sent $150. Hey, Nick, do you like Taco Bell? What do you get? I like the chicken burrito.
You know, I don't really eat there anymore. It always makes me sick now. But I used to be a Taco Bell soldier, and I would get the crunchy tacos. I'd get the Doritos Locos nacho cheese flavor tacos. I really like the cheesy gordita crunch was my go-to. I'd usually get a few different things. I get a nacho cheese Dorito Loco taco. I get a cheesy gordita crunch. I really like the Chalupa Supreme. Used to get the Quesarito. They used to just sell those. I think they're bringing them back, but they got rid of them for a while. You can only get them on the app. I liked the quesadilla is pretty good. The chicken quesadilla. You know, the beefy five-layer burrito just to get a burrito in there. This is not all one order. These are like things I would get. Yeah, those were kind of my go-to menu items.
Everyone has been giving the Growipers such grief about women. You and the Growipers have always treated me with kindness and respect. Love you, Nick. Merry Christmas from the family.
Hey, love you too. Merry Christmas. Very true. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a respectful guy. It's just that we are responding to feminism. We are responding to a culture that is absolutely taken over by feminism. And you can't really interpret it outside of that context, which is that attitudes about women are completely upside down. It's not about hating women. I really don't find hating women to be impressive or charming. I don't think that I hate women, but we have this attitude about women that women are supposed to be treated like men. and they're not. And by that, I mean, we treat them like peers. We treat them like equals, and they're just not. Women are women and men are men. It's easy to say that there are two genders. It's a whole different thing to say that there's a meaningful distinction between the two genders. And that's really what you're saying. Because all these conservatives will say all day long, well, there's two genders, there's two genders. But then they'll say, we should treat them as though they are the same. Okay, so you don't really believe in two genders then, do you? Because if you did, you would believe that if there is distinction, the distinction is meaningful. Men and women are different in meaningful ways, biological ways, anatomical ways, psychological and social ways. They're fundamentally different. They have different roles. A woman is built to carry a child. It makes everything about her different. You think it's like arbitrary that a woman has to grow a human being inside of her for 9 months? For one, and then to take care of that child, breastfeed and nurse that child? You're telling me that a person that's built to do that is the same as a person that's not? A person that not only doesn't have to do those things, but actually has to kill? So one gender is made to kill other human beings. The other gender is made to nurture and grow and feed human beings. You're telling me these human beings are the same? They're peers? We should treat them the same way? One is a killing machine. One is a baby-making machine. And people go, you think that women are baby-making machines? That is their biological role. They don't have breasts for attracting mates. They have breasts to feed their children. They don't have, like, that is why they are the way they are. That's why they're shaped the way they're shaped. That's why they think the way they think. That's why they bleed. That's why they do all these things. They're literally built for it. Similarly, men are built to kill. Why are we stronger, bigger, taller, thicker? We're built to hunt in groups. We're built to kill for meat. We're built to kill in war. We're fundamentally different. And so the idea that, like, men and women are going to be best friends, the idea that men and women are going to be driving down the street together, doing everything together, it's just like it gets away from the natural order. And it's in the context of these things. I mean, yes, I have an old-fashioned disposition. I wouldn't even say it's old-fashioned. I just say it's biological. We've gotten away from that because we're a decadent society. It's what it is. It's purely just decadence. It's comfort, it's safety, it's abundance, it's prosperity. And now we have committed this great sin of thinking that we can override human nature. You get to a certain point, you think that food comes from the store, safety comes from the police, and you start to forget where we came from, primordially. And it's got women all upside down, and men are following women, and that makes them retarded. So we just got to set it straight.
In other news, Clive is one of the best creators to emerge in the last few years. Hashtag Freak Levicular. Hashtag
he really is. He's certainly one of the best. First of all, it's just good to see like a Chad white guy. And I tell all my friends that are 6 feet and above, I'm like, why aren't you doing this? If I was taller than 6'1", I would be doing the same thing. I see Clav, my favorite clip is this like punk ass kid is like, you date raped a girl, you drugged a girl's drink. And Clav like gets in his face and the jawline is protruding. This is going to sound a little homosexual, but the jawline's protruding, veins bulging. He's like, what did you just say to me? You don't go talking like that about me. And just totally gets in his face. I'm like, wow, finally a white guy standing on business. He goes around saying nigga. He says white men are better looking than black men. People call him out. He gets up in their face. That's like a white, that's truly such a weird dynamic. It's like I hit my generational stride and then he hit his stride right after. Sculptor and clay. Sculptor and clay. Philosopher and warrior. It's like I prefigured the white ass nigga going hard as fuck. I heralded the white ass nigga. I'm like Nietzsche. I'm like the man in the marketplace. The coming of the overman. The overman will arrive soon. I'm the madman in the marketplace. I heralded the coming of the overman. And so it was. Years ago, I said, white ass nigga going hard as fuck. If you're not a Wang F, don't even talk to me. And then Clavicular shows up, truly Faustian, using science, using reason. He's on the cusp and the cutting edge of technology, peptides, experimental drugs to enhance himself. It's scientific. He's injecting himself with experimental drugs, hormones, to become stronger, smarter, more aesthetic. Surgeries and peptides, injections and hormones to become rich, famous, powerful, have sex with as many women as possible, polygamous, getting in fights, running over protesters with a Cybertruck. This is what we need. We need that spirit. And people say, well, he's not a good role model. I'm not telling everybody to get double jaw surgery. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not telling everybody to go and be a degenerate. But white men do need someone that doesn't give a fuck. Like black people have. It used to be the case that white people would speak like blacks if they wanted to sound cool, if they wanted to sound tough. White ass little bitches would have to emulate blacks. White ass little bitches would have to emulate black people, stupid ghetto black people that can't string together a sentence, that sound retarded, that look retarded, they have their pants around their ankles, pants around their waist, they're fucking stupid, they can't even give an interview, they're on drugs, they're degenerates. And white ass little bitches would have to emulate that. Because those were the only people that were violent. Those were the only people that would stick up for themselves. And now we have Clavicular. Now somebody says that's so tough when they see a white man with autism. They see a white man with autism. And he speaks in such a stilted way. I love that. So stilted. He speaks like a man with autism. He's like, hey, buddy, you need to be careful right now. Hey, buddy, you need to be careful right now. And people go, that's so tough. This white guy with autism on peptides, he's dancing like he has autism. He runs over some bitch-ass nigga with his car. Some bitch-ass poser, fake gangster with tattoos, runs him over with his car. Is he dead? I hope so. And kids go, that shit is so tough. White kids, black kids, brown kids look at a white man with autism who does Romans, who says nigger, and they say, that guy is tough. That shit is tough. That's a white ass nigga going hard as fuck. So we need that. We needed that. That is what the culture needs. So it truly is one of the best new e-celebs, because all these other e-celebs are idiots. All these other e-celebs, all these other streamers, they're all idiots. You know, the content is garbage. What do? They go around filming themselves, dapping each other up. That's all they do. They go here and they go there and they dap each other up. Oh, here's this guy, dap him up. Oh, here's that guy, dap him up. And it's scripted, fake, low IQ drama with whores and OnlyFans thoughts. Clavicular is smart. He's got a message. He's got a vision. It's totalizing. His friends are doing it. Everyone is doing it. In 2026, we are all ascending. Clavicular stole the fire from the gods. In 2026, we're all ascending. We're all on peptides. We're all working out. We're all mewing. We're all bone smashing. 2026, we're all transforming. We're all ascending. We will all become who we are. So people used to say about me, they'd say, you're a virgin, you're an incel, you're a dork. I'm the sculptor. You are the clay. You will go out and become what you need to become. Clav is awesome. Total glaze. Full glaze. Full tricks on it, full glaze. No, but I hope he better not talk to the cops. First of all, I support him implicitly. And when he ran that guy over, one, that was awesome. The guy had it coming. Guy was some piece of shit scumbag. Deserved to get run over. Total Chad. Chad drives where Chad wants. You were in Chad's way. But I really hope he didn't talk to the cops. He said way too much as it is. He's talking to the security guard. He's talking on a live stream. It's like, bro, you gotta protect yourself. Don't talk to the police. So I hope he stays out of trouble. I hope it doesn't ruin his life. It'd be very sad. But you know what? He defended his life. He was afraid for his life.
Merry Christmas. I'm ready to ascend in 2026. Was being glazed by Joe Rogan the best present of the year?
That was pretty good. That was pretty nice. And Shane Gillis, too. Now I feel bad because I was very critical of Shane Gillis this year. And then he was glazing me a little bit. So now I feel a little bad. I like Shane. I like Shane. No, he's pretty funny. But yeah, I did like that. It was pretty cool.
Thunder 14 sent $50. Nick, you've got some serious swag. 42-year-old dinosaur here in Santa Cruz, California. Way too old for you, but I've got a serious crush. Sorry if that's creepy. I won't approach you at airports. Winking face emoji.
Yeah, relax, okay? That's just a little depressing. When on Piers Morgan, he goes, are you a virgin? I'm like, yeah. And everybody's like, he's saving himself for marriage, blah, blah. This was like a bat signal for every chop bitch in the world. Just because I am an incel does not mean that I will settle for literally everything, okay? I know that every chop bitch in the universe saw the bat signal go up. They said, oh, it's a rich, handsome, famous guy who must have literally no standards. If he hasn't had sex, he must be dying to have sex so much that literally any woman would have a chance. It's like, dude, just because I am an incel does not mean that I will have sex with any chop bitch. And just because I'm Catholic doesn't mean I'm such a wholesome chungus that I will settle down with any chop bitch as long as she's like trad enough. I'm totally chop, but I'm so trad. Okay, I don't care. Like, I need to have the baddest bitch. You don't understand. You don't understand. How am I going to be the emperor of mankind? How am I going to be on a generational run and have a chop bitch? I need to have the baddest bitch. I don't know what the miscommunication was. I guess people said, oh, he's a virgin. He'll settle for literally anything. Oh, he's a virgin. He doesn't know his own sexual marketplace value. Oh, he's a virgin. He must be completely desperate. Look, I'm rich, handsome, and famous. I know I'm also like well known as being a Nazi or whatever. I could still pull probably a bad bitch. And that is fully what I expect. So that's all I'm saying, okay? I don't know how everyone got that twisted. You shot your shot. I respect it. I'm not talking about you. I'm sure you're fine. But I get solicited a lot by a lot of people, and it's like, are you kidding me? I'm insulted. Are you kidding me? Like, you're saying, not to be rude or whatever, but it's like, come on now. And that's maybe my mistake, going around, oh, I'm an incel. And then literally every chop bitch is like, oh, I think I have a chance. It's like, that's really hurting my feelings that you would even approach me to tell you the truth.
Hello, 12 cent, $20. Any book recs that aren't propaganda for a 10-year-old boy interested in World War II?
No, I have no book recommendations for a 10-year-old. I don't even know what a 10-year-old would read. That can't be real. What red-pilled World War II books that deny the Holocaust do you know of for a 10-year-old? For what, a fifth grader? Whatever? What Holocaust revisionist literature do I have for a fifth grader? I don't have anything for you. I'm sorry. I don't know that there is anything out there for 10-year-olds. Any book recommendations that aren't Jew propaganda about the Holocaust for my 10-year-old? No idea.
David Irving, 88 cent, $50. Nick, what is your opinion on the hegemony of the U.S. stemming from the dollar? How significant will this be in the coming years?
Oh, gosh. That young genius sent $20. Holy fucking idiot.
What is your opinion on, like, the hegemony of the U.S. stemming from, like, the dollar? How significant is this?
Joy Wynn sent $20. What's your trade policy? That's an important piece of the populist takeover.
Shut the fuck up and die. What's your trade policy? All right, that's our last super chat. That's going to do it for me. Wow, our last super chat of 2025. Last show of 2025. Man, maybe I'll just retire. I think I'm good. Do we need to do that ever again? Do we need to answer even one more super chat ever again?
Thoughts on this? Thoughts on that? Wait, thoughts on this? What book should I read?
Shut the fuck up. Is that all you people do is ask stupid questions?
Remember when you said this during the show? That was awesome.
All right, that's our last super chat. That's all I got for you. Well, I'm going on my vacation. That's it. I've had enough. I need a vacation from this. Clearly, I'm sick. And when I come back, we're going to need to sort these. I can't do 200 of these every night. They're so bad. They just physically hurt. They psychologically and physically hurt to read. And they're going to kill me. So that's all I got for you. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment. If you want to stay in touch, AmericaFirst.plus.